On April 5th, a National Day of Action was held to pressure President Obama to scale back his aggressive deportation agenda. It's expected that by the end of April, 2 million deportations will have occurred during his administration due to the expansion of the Secure Communities Initiative. Advocates want the president to use his executive powers to curb or stop those actions. In Boston, the Not One More Deportation Rally, part of a Holy Week National Day of Action, aims to continue pressuring the White House. Migrant Justice Vermont organizer Natalio Fajardo says deportations affect every corner of the country, including workers here.
In Vermont, we have many dairy workers who suffer deportations pretty much every day. And the consequences of it is the separation of families, disruption of communities. And the reason why we're working on deportations right now is that President Obama has the power to stop them, regardless of what happens with immigration reform.
The rally is occurring in front of the Suffolk County Detention Center in Boston. Natalio Fajardo is attending with a number of Vermont advocates and immigrant workers. It's a place she says symbolizes the tragedy of deportation.
Many people who are detained throughout New England are taken to Suffolk County Jail and held. There's people who have been there for 10, 15 years. And also, detainees have staged hunger strikes in the past. And also vigils happen outside almost on a monthly basis. There's also other parts of the immigration and detention machine that are in Boston. So I think it's really representative of the suffering that our communities are having and also of what change could bring.
In Springfield, Massachusetts, Just Communities organizer Bliss Requa-Trouts notes that the Commonwealth has the eighth largest immigrant population in the country and serious deportation issues.
The folks who are being targeted and deported are not criminals. We're looking at folks who have been in Massachusetts for 10 years or more, who have established homes and families here, whose children were born and have been raised here. And it's really a family issue that has a large community impact.
Abel Garcia is a worker on a Vermont dairy farm. He relates how a friend who had been working alongside him for 6 years found another job in New York. And when he rode to his new job, the car he was in was stopped. Border Patrol was called. His friend was held for a month and deported. Garcia says his friend had no record and was a legal worker. Natalio Fajardo translates.
It certainly worries me. I have siblings here. My father's here. We support each other and give each other company. And so thinking that one of us will be missing someday definitely worries me. And so when I learned that President Obama has deported almost 2 million people, I decided we had to do something about it. And that's why I'm going to Boston to rally asking him to stop all deportations because I know he has the power to stop them.
Bliss Requa-Trouts believes the nation has a quota and notes that the number of deportations has been highest under the current administration.
It's a scary situation, and if it's your neighbor today, it might be you tomorrow. And so there's a lot of fear and anxiety, especially talking with law enforcement, who have been the major way that our families in Western Mass have been entered in deportation proceedings. For something as small as a traffic violation, people have ended up detained for months and then deported away from their families.
A link to more information is available at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.